It's Thursday, August 7th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a sergeant shot 5 soldiers Wednesday at one of the country's largest army bases before he was quickly tackled by other Fort Stewart troops, forcing a brief lockdown, officials said. Few details were immediately available about what led to the gunfire, but officials said the shooter was Sergeant Cornelius Radford, who was 28. He used a personal handgun rather than a military firearm. Radford opened fire where he worked, but officials wouldn't speculate about a motive, authorities said. The injured soldiers are stable and expected to recover, said Brigadier General John Lubas. The soldiers who tackled Radford helped ensure his arrest, said Lubas, who commands the 3rd Infantry Division. The Army said it is investigating the shooting. In other news, the Trump administration has suspended $584 million in federal grants for UCLA, nearly double what was previously thought, the school's chancellor announced Wednesday. UCLA is the first public university whose federal grants have been targeted by the administration over allegations of civil rights violations related to anti-Semitism and affirmative action. The Trump administration has frozen or paused federal funding over similar allegations against private colleges. If these funds remain suspended, it will be devastating for UCLA and for Americans across the nation, Chancellor Julio Franks said Wednesday in a statement, noting the groundbreaking research that has come out of the university. The Trump administration recently announced that the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division found UCLA violated the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment and Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 by acting with deliberate indifference in creating a hostile educational environment for Jewish and Israeli students. In world news, the future of transportation took shape on 2 continents this week as Italy and China announced bridges that would redefine what's possible in modern engineering. Italy greenlit a $15.5 billion project to build what would become the world's longest suspension bridge, infrastructure company WeBuild said on Wednesday. Over the weekend, the Chinese state-run People's Daily reported the near completion of what will be the world's tallest bridge. The Italian project, connecting Sicily to mainland Italy across the Strait of Messina, would stretch nearly 2.3 miles, with its suspended span reaching nearly 2.1 miles. This would surpass the current record holder, Turkey's Kanakale Bridge, by more than half a mile. In China's southwestern Guizhou province, the Huzhong Grand Canyon Bridge reached a milestone with the installation of its final steel girder. According to Chinese state television, the bridge will stand at 2,051 feet from deck to river, roughly twice the height of the Eiffel Tower. Back in the U.S., Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced this week that 6 additional states had been granted waivers, allowing them to prohibit supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits from being used on certain processed foods and drinks. Kennedy joined U.S. Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Dr. Marty Makary and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins on Monday as Rollins signed the 6 new waivers, which allow the states to amend what the food assistance benefits, commonly referred to as food stamps, can be used for at the grocery store. SNAP is a supplemental nutrition program meant to provide health food benefits to low-income families to supplement their grocery budget so they can afford the nutritious food essential to health and well-being, Rollins said. That is the stated purpose of the SNAP program, the law states it, and President Trump's USDA plans to deliver on it. In a statement, Kennedy added, "For years, SNAP has used taxpayer dollars to fund soda and candy, products that fuel America's diabetes and chronic disease epidemics. These waivers help put real food back at the center of the program and empower states to lead the charge in protecting public health." Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.